Hey, Taylor's calling you on 90. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, Jay.
I have called 12 top cattlemen all over the country.
Yeah.
They say that they think that this is not the best deal that ought to be made, and they start in by saying, hell, we ought not to trade with them on 63. It ought to be on, at least on 62, and they give me a big sales talk about it. And finally, after I quiet them down and tell them that nothing can be done, there's no law.
I think they're right. I think we ought to just leave it as it is, and I'm going to tell Freeman to forget it, because if they're that goddamn Republican, ain't no use trying to help them.
No, and you just take...
I told Judge Morrison last night that you can't help a fella that ain't got sense enough to help himself, and I've never seen the average cowman as a Republican to begin with, yeah. And they have overproduced. These imports haven't hurt them, but and it's not going to do them any good. The agriculture, I've talked to every agricultural economist I can find, and they tell me that this is not what's caused the situation. It's not going to do them any good when you put it into effect. But I thought that if you could establish a ceiling, you'd at least have it. But if they don't think that helps them, I just told Freeman this morning, just forget it, and let's just let it go as it is, and let them get their Kansas and Oklahoma and Nebraska senators, who got a lot better knowledge of economics than I have, try to help them. I've worked on it for 6 weeks like a dog, and I got a belly full of their bitching.
I think it ought to be so. I think it ought to be done. It ought to be signed just like you worked it out. But now let me ask you to make one suggestion. Let your press release say you're continuing to work on it, and let's play this thing for a little politics.
I think that we ought to just leave it as it is, Jay, and let them get to the point where they are ready to willingly ask for this and propose it. When they do, if we can still obtain it from the other people, we do it. But far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to take any responsibility for it. And they've got they want some Republican governors to come in, and I'm willing to just tell them all to go get whatever law they want. And if they can do it, why do it? Otherwise, we'll just leave it as it is. My judgment is that it's not going to... The thing that's really causing this trouble is that, damn them, they're up 8% themselves.
Well, of course they did.
They've increased this production 8%.
Yes.
And if you take all the ship in and put it in a sack, it wouldn't bend you back any.
Well, now, you had over a 200 million pound reduction, and that's over a pound and a quarter a day for everybody in the United States, and that, you know, that makes sense to me if you cut that much off.
Well.
But they forget that.
Well, I just tell them to take it up with Curtis and all their Republicans that you got a pretty good deal for them. They didn't like it, and we'll just let it ride as it is for a while, and... I don't know. I doubt we'll ever get them to come back until we pass a law. And my guess is that the cowmen who've raised so much hell about never wanting the government to mess in their business, that they look mighty sick coming up there and asking them to pass a protectionist act. They've never wanted the government to look after them until they lose $3 a hundred, and then they just go to squealing like a bunch of goddamn crybabies. And I want to help them, and I tried to, but when they give an inch, they want a mile, and I told Judge Morrison last night that I just think that we ought to tell Freeman and the State Department to let it go. It's where it is, and that if they want a law, let them pass it.
I agree.
Okay, partner.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
I'm sorry.
Waiting.